The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. The arena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference the arena makes and beat it right along.
Yeah, what was the other thing you said? Because I'm old and I drink and I have forgotten already. Oh, it's the fucking full moon, which just makes my natural depression even more depressed, is going to be shining this Sunday, which is a marvelous thing. And you mentioned this was funny, and it's only funny, but it's not.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
This was funny. I have forgotten already.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3662. I say chew. Oh, the BFO for Wednesday, the 16th of February, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all got more so-so questions. Big Fatty, that's no enticement there at all. Hello, Theodore's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're Theodore's today because y'all on the Lucy. On the Lucy show, Miss Carmichael, you know, the old gal knows all about Lucy. Miss Carmichael, his boss was Theodore J. Mooney, and y'all, today, hump day, is the full moon, so we'll all be Theodores as we enjoy the Moonies. Big Fatty, aren't the Moonies some kind of crazy group of people? Yes, it's been renamed Pride 48. Music, it's true. Let's see. Y'all, since I... Oh, wait a minute. What is this on the floor? Big Fatty is some sort of wire. And so, is it a wire hanger? No wire hangers! Y'all, since I talked to you yesterday, now let me think. Y'all, I recorded the little show, and, Young Nicholas. Young Nicholas stopped by to see me. Y'all, he's got a stitch. He's got a stitch, and, over the weekend, he evidently, tried to lift a palmetto tree, y'all, he's got a stitch, and he's hurt his back. But I think it's getting better. He did work on Monday, and y'all, he got here, and y'all, I thought I was watching some sort of a horror event stripper show or something like that. Y'all, he was undoing some sort of contraption that was wrapped around his waist and his back. Y'all, it didn't look comfortable at all. But anyway, he visited for a little while and. Took him some ibuprofen and had a little cocktail, and you could tell young Nicholas was needing the heating pad, Big Fatty, because y'all, he had one cocktail and headed home, and y'all watched The Price is Right at night, and then I watched the Big Brother. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, if you're not watching the Celebrity Big Brother, y'all, you know, celebrities sometimes have a reputation of being a little ditzy. Y'all, I know we're seeing a an edited version of what's going on, but y'all, I just would hope that I would be smart enough or smarter than these folks to realize what's going on, because y'all, they might as well be celebrity fiddles, because they're getting played like a fiddle. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, after that was over, y'all, I had taken the go-to-bed pills. Y'all, I was drinking hot tea all evening. Y'all, it was just lovely. Y'all, I had also had one of those little packets of that ginger, hot ginger beverage that Chad had sent to me once before. And y'all, I'd ordered more of it because y'all, it's good. Had that, y'all, crawled into the live chamber, and y'all, I was out. I was out like a light. Now, y'all, I woke up a little bit before 6 a.m. in the morning, but I said, no! No, I will not get up. And y'all, then I rolled right back over, slept another hour till a little before 7 a.m. in the morning, got up, had my brufka. Y'all had cheese toast. Cheese toast for my brufkas. Y'all, do you have the cheese toast? It's just comfort food. And y'all, after I had my cheese toast and did my Sudoku and watch the CBS mornings, y'all, I was all fired off for my morning nipple walk. Y'all, it wasn't quite as cold, but it was still chilly. Did the big circle and came back, got my share, and y'all, then Hortensia. Hortensia came by, and y'all, once she got here, I was off, and y'all, I went and got my hair cut. Y'all, I hate the haircut. The lady that does it, she's probably my least favorite barber, but she was the first one that was available, and, you know, I've learned my lesson. And so I won't be going to her again. Be ready. but y'all, then I came back. Y'all, I had a coupon. Old Crooked Hat. This would have been perfect for the VD dinner for he and Mittens. Y'all, the Raisin Canes was given away. Buy one combo meal, get one free. Oh, Big Fatty. Oh, that just love is in the air. I got my two combos for the price of one, and y'all, they're in the refrigerator. I didn't eat a bit of it, but y'all, they have the good French fried potatoes, and came back here, and Baby, I don't fight the dead phone. I know. It's probably someone trying to sell me my extended warranty on Ruby Red or something. I'll take care of it. You just go right over there. Hello?
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and thank you to all the other contestants who entered into the number one fan contest. I am truly honored to be in the group of the 14 or 15 number one fans, and I shall wear this sash with great pride. And why is it attached to a leather harness? But whatever, it fits. So I just want to say thank you, and I will do my best to fulfill the duties of the position of the number one fan, such as holding back your hair over the big white throne, or whatever other duties that I may need to do, such as making sure you're serviced properly. I mean, the Ruby Red is serviced properly. So thank you. Thank you once again. And I look forward to my reign as number one fan for 2022.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is the fan driver. Y'all the number one fan of the BFO for 2022. Big Fatty, you know, everybody says it's rigged. Well, you know, that's the fact that the Faye driver's the number one fan's got to prove that it ain't rigged. Who the hell would have chosen? I mean, lovely to hear from the number one fan. It's just lovely. And congratulations Faye driver and Blonde Guy Jay and Phyllis Lindstrom. You've got a whole year of all kinds of things. And Faye driver, why am I talking like Poodle? Big Fatty, we don't know. Expect to see we'll talk more about the servicing. Big Fatty, you were right, it is calling about that extended warranty. Oh, Big Fatty Vulcan. But anyway, y'all, after I got my chicken fingers, the nip came by, and y'all, we were off to supper with Olive. Y'all, it was a lovely evening. We all had the hamburger plate, and y'all, I had a couple of gins. I know the Haunt Cub was astonished that Big Fatty is not drinking on at Friday at Fatty's, but I knocked a couple back over at Olive's place, and y'all, I'm now here at home, and y'all, it's cold again, and so I've got the heat running. So, but y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's former number three fan Baron Frosty. How are you today? I'm calling with a so-so question for the contest.
It's Kathy and Peter's so-so question month. It's Kathy and Peter's so-so question month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners. Give us your crappy questions that Fatty can answer in his final year of the little show and astound us with your mediocrity. It's Kathy and Peter's so-so question month. Get off your keisters and call in.
Let me see. What's your favorite Easter candy? Bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Mr. Cackle. And Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Big Fatty, I didn't know you were quitting the little show again this year. No, that's, y'all, this right here, this shows the lackluster enthusiasm for So-So Question Month. Y'all, it could not be running higher. You know, the Haunt Cup couldn't be bothered. Couldn't be bothered to do a new bumper. Big Fatty, why the hell should he? Nobody cares. Well, that's true. But and Mr. Cackle, this is an absolute so-so question. you even had to think. You had to think us up, and that's what you came up with. What's your favorite Easter candy? well, you know. I do love the Easter candy, and probably the Starburst jelly beans. They're delicious, and y'all, they're recommended by 4 out of 5 dentists for increasing their bottom line. Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is
Gus
Chad with a so-so question. So here's my so-so question. How many lifetimes can one person have? If Fear goes on a cruise of a lifetime, and she's been on more than one, how many lives does she have left? Is she like a cat and only has 9 lives? Or does she have more than 9 lives? I don't know if that's a so-so question. But I look forward to hearing what you have to say about it.
Yeah, I see y'all that, of course, is that Gus Chin and Gus Chin. Thank you. you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Absolutely. Y'all, this may be the so-soist of the so-sos. You know, he calls and acts about how many lifetimes does the old gal have. You know, every day it's a new lifetime for him. I mean, it's like, oh, will I make it to the breaking dawn? Oh, I have a new lifetime. Let's plan another cruise of a lifetime. Oh, I've got to go on I can't drink. Y'all, he was posting that he, I axed him on the Twitty. Did you have the See's candies, a giant heart for VD? And he goes, no, we are punishing ourselves. No alcohol, no sweets, nothing good until the cruise of a lifetime. And y'all then he would start talking about beets. I don't know what, you know, y'all, and Crooked Hat was talking about beets too. And I said, well, if you can't have a See's candy's heart, next best thing is some beets. And he says, oh, no, they've got too many carbs. So, y'all, Gus Chad, in answer to your very so-so question, Vera has a new lifetime. Maybe it's a new lifeline. Big Fatty, does she have one of those things that she can clip around her neck, that she can push the button and the fire chief comes over to with the crane to pick her up? I got nothing.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Baron Frosty. I have another question for So-So Question Month. I bought these granola bars called Nature Valley Protein Chewy Bars. They have 10 grams of protein. They're really yummy. They come in a variety of flavors. I got blueberry and peanut butter. And I like them, but they give me terrible, painful gas. But they make my poops really good. Like, the next day poops are awesome. So my question is, how can I eat them to reduce the painful gas? Is there something I can drink, like a tea, or do you have a recommendation? Give me the info. Thanks, bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that of course is Mr. Cackle again, Big Fatty. I didn't think he could get worse than asking about the old gals, cruises of a lifetime, but I guess we've surpassed that. Y'all, that of course is Mr. Cackle. Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And absolutely a so-so question. However, you have come to the right place, because if anybody knows anything about gas, it's Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. I guess my question is, why do you want to reduce the gas? Now let me ask this question. When you eat the blueberry granola bar, does it come out blue in your poop? Or the blueberry and the peanut butter mixed together, because that sounds disgusting. Anyway, my question is, you're a shut-in, and the only people around you over there at Nappy Knolls are June Allison and her group of friends wearing their Depends, and not tight enough sometimes. And you're worried about your own thoughts. I can probably understand, because you're afraid that when they smell your farts, they're going to ask you to be on the welcoming committee for everyone there at Nappy Knolls, because, you know, they're so, dear Gussie, the new people know to stand by you while you pass gas. Beh, fatty. So-so question month. You got to love it. Y'all at the beginning. No, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all heading to the Bonds East. I think I'm going to work on my taxes. Got to pull out my Hewlett Packard. And Big Fatty, you have a CPA. Well, that too. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal herself getting ready for another cruise of a lifetime. And old gal, do you have any thing that you'd like to say about So-So Question Month?
This was funny. I have forgotten already.
Oh, yes, it's very forgettable. In this case, I agree with you 100%.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.